Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nation's foremost roving reporter, revealing what happens when the worlds of the ruling class and the common man collide. Taking you across the nation to offend the foes of liberty, seek our real heroes, and tear down the obstacles to restoring freedom. Here's When Worlds Collide with your host, Mark Anderson.
And now we're going into the second hour tonight, July 11, 2010. I'm Mark Anderson with American Free Press. And we've been talking with Tom DeWeese in the first half hour of tonight's show about an upcoming event in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, the National Action Conference, I think it's called, August 12 through 14. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And that's a very important event for those that are wanting to learn more about the United Nations and the way its internationalist plans affect property rights and a number of other things. That's the Freedom Action National Conference, actually, August 12 through 14 in Valley Forge. We talked with him the first half hour. Since then, we've been talking with Jim Bunker of the National Gulf War Resource Center. That's National Gulf War Resource Center, those letters for those words, .org. And he's been telling us about their August 5 through 8 upcoming conference, a health and educational fair for all veterans from the early 1990s, Operation Desert Storm, Desert Shield, up till now, including our 10 years in Afghanistan, America's longest conflict, and about 7 years in Iraq, and this health and educational fair, in Dallas, near Dallas in Irving, actually, August 5 through 8, will include Ross Perot as the keynote speaker, John Gingrich, chief of staff of the VA, and a number of other notables, including some leaders in the research field for Gulf War illness. And that's been noted. Important to reiterate those things now and then. Of course, the website to get it right here is ngwrc.org. That's ngwrc.org. Right now, Jim, we're in a shorter segment. We'll have a few messages in a couple of minutes. Then we'll go into a longer segment. I hope to keep you on at least to the bottom of this hour. Is that okay?
Okay.
And maybe we'll go longer. We'll see how things go. I've always got a little bit of other matters to deal with from time to time. But we were talking before the break, we can touch on this a little more, that it's very important that the ongoing training take place in VA facilities, because even though Gulf War illness has been recognized as a real multi-symptom illness and not just in the imagination or in the heads of disgruntled or disillusioned vets, even though all that's taken place, and this coming November, Gulf War illness will have been official for about 2 years. As we were noting before the break, we still have all sorts of vets being turned away as if they were still in the old culture where Gulf War illness was seen as mainly just a highly theoretical set of maladies. And in your understanding, is this still a very widespread problem? Is it something the VA is aware of?
I think the VA is aware of it. They do have a new training guideline they're going to be bringing out pretty soon for the clinicians and the caregivers. Unfortunately, the biggest problem they are not handling, and they should, are the Veterans Benefit Administration personnel.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize is that the VA is set up different. You got the Veterans Benefit Administration. That's where most veterans get angry, because of the fact they're trying to be able to get their compensations, be able to use the VA hospital. Then you have the Veterans Health Administration. That's the hospitals themselves. And then you got the cemetery programs. Those are the three things that the VA has for veterans.
And then, divided into distinct departments. And I'm aware of it, but we all tend to kind of generalize and just say the VA, the VA, the VA.
Right, I'm trying to educate the veterans too. Is what you're angry at is not the VA. You're angry at is those benefit jerks who don't want to listen.
Very interesting point. Hold that note, and others. We'll be right back with Jim Bunker of the National Gulf War Resource Center right after these messages on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that will let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're going into the second hour tonight, live July 11, 2010. Continuing our conversation after the first set of commercials there with Jim Bunker of the National Gulf War Resource Center. He's talking a lot about the details and issues surrounding the upcoming event, the Health and Educational Fair for All Vets from 1990 to the present, August 5 through 8, Dallas, Texas, at the airport near there, the Windham, right near the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. We'll be giving contact information more a little later. At least before the bottom of this hour, he'll be on at least that long. Those with questions can call 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you or someone you love or know is a vet, go ahead and call up. This is a very important issue, especially if you're from Texas. It won't be hard to get to, but no matter where you live, you're going to want to know about this. You're going to want to attend if you're at all connected to these issues. And it's very important to get the most up-to-date information on funding of Gulf War research, as we understand it, the 9 illnesses that are going to be added to the definition of Gulf War illness, and there'll be a chief of staff of the VA to talk about that. H. Ross Perot, the keynote speaker, very interesting character in his own right and a staunch and generous supporter of veterans supporting research, hospital wings, you name it. And it's nice to see Mr. Perot back in the mix of things. He's kind of kept a low profile. At any rate, Jim, a lot can be said, apparently, about this culture of denial that's going to take a while to unravel, where they they recognize Gulf War illness, not just academically, but where a veteran goes into a clinic or a hospital and the staff actually knows what this is all about. So we can certainly find out more about that at this conference. I plan on attending if at all possible, and that's something I'm going to want to know more about for the readers of American Free Press. And you seem to be saying before the break that slowly but surely the awareness of the actual application in the clinics and hospitals of what GWI is and how to treat it, it's spreading. And is there any reason to believe that that'll take a long time yet, or is it speeding up?
Well, they're working on training manuals to get out, and as soon as those are approved and out, I think it will take less time than it is now. Unfortunately, the only training that doctors are given is way outdated information from back in 1995 that said it's all psychological, and that's what a new doctor coming in will only see that.
And so those old materials for the clinicians are still floating around.
Right. We've been asking the VA to totally get rid of that, take it out of their websites and everything, but that has fell upon deaf ears, I should say.
Goodness. You know, that's strange when you consider the notoriety and the publicity that it was given when Gulf War illness in late 08 at the Research Advisory Committee meeting in Washington, when that whole report was released, there was considerable accolades and hoopla, you know. And you would think that not only would that would have rippled through the Internet and the newspapers, which it did to a point, but you'd think even most importantly it would ripple through the medical culture there, and the Army hospitals included. And the first thing you'd do, you would think, would be to get rid of the old information, in with the old, out with the new, you know. So that's a little disconcerting to hear that. I imagine Mr. Gingrich might get an earful about that.
Well, he's doing what he can. He did personally go through and made sure that the new updates are being put together. Pushing hard to get that through. I know Colonel Gingrich personally. I've served under him for a number of years. And when he wants something done, he'll push hard to get it done. He kept us officers in line to make sure we kept good care of our troops. And that's the way he is. And he takes on veterans the same way. He saw a number of us get sick in his battalion. And that kind of got in trouble for raising hell about that to the higher-ups. And that's
so
the person...
He's not afraid to take it on the chin, yeah.
No. What you got to deal with, and he's getting frustrated over, are the bureaucrats below them.
Yes. So,
like Goldberg and the rest who are entrenched to try not to have anything change and rock their boat.
And this is something so fundamental and basic. If you have new research, naturally you get rid of the old, in with the new, and yet they resist even something like that should be relatively routine.
It's like I overheard Bill Goldberg there from the central office talking to other people at the Research Advisor Committee meeting, other VA staff personnel, that he felt it was totally wrong that the current Iraqi veterans being underneath the Gulf War illness along with trying to bring in the Afghan veterans and that, which I thought was totally inappropriate. And then slamming the Secretary and Colonel Gingrich for being just politicians who didn't know what they were doing.
And Colonel Gingrich is hardly just a politician. He's not really a politician at all.
No, he's not. He's definitely not a politician. He's a person, take charge and fix the problem type person is what he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's cut from a totally different cloth than a politician. He may not be perfect, but certainly he's determined to get the right materials made, is what you're saying, to get them finalized. But then the hard part is displacing and supplanting that old culture and that old way of thinking.
Right.
And for this unconscionable decisions that they would have, even websites with all this outdated information, when changing website information is something that's very efficiently done and very routine and can be done overnight.
Right.
And, That's really strange and disconcerting to hear, but it's good news that you're having this. As you noted, it's not the first event generally of its kind that the National Gulf War Research Center has put on, but it does have a new twist. It's bringing more of the people from current conflicts into it. It's better focused. It's focusing on the right things, as you've been saying, and that's August 5 through 8 in Irving near Dallas. And what do you expect Ross Perot to talk about? You want to leave that a surprise? Has he given any hint?
He's leaving that as a surprise.
Yeah, you probably don't even know. I kind of suspected that.
And I know he's coming.
Yeah, that's the important part. And again, to check it out, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a vet or you know someone who is, it's ngwrc.org or call 866-531-7183. Or you can email our guest, Jim Bunker, at jim@ngwrc.org. That's jim@ngwrc.org. Very interesting. It's interesting to see how these things are evolving, and you have, you know, the downside, like, you know, people still practicing their old ways with outdated information. And you've seen this research over the years at the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center culminate in the actual establishment of Gulf War illness as a genuine illness. It's such a mixed bag. New illnesses might be added to GWI. It must be tough because it just seems like when one thing goes right, another thing looks really wrong or looks really disappointing. This must take a lot of stick-to-itiveness on your part, a lot of perseverance.
I've been persevering with this since 93 myself.
Yeah, now, just briefly, a personal note, what unit did you serve with under John Gingrich, who's now Chief of Staff of the DA?
4th Battalion, 5th Field Artillery Unit from Fort Riley, Kansas, with the 1st Infantry Division.
Huh. And you yourself, you're not just an advocate for GWI. You had suffered some effects yourself, you were saying, correct?
I was quickly evac'd out of the desert because of symptoms of nerve agent poisoning. And I wound up at a 410th evac hospital and then to Germany and then back to the States.
Signs of what now? There was a little bit of
Nerve agent.
The nerve agent, okay.
Yeah, convulsions, confusions, vomiting, and that. And then they sent me to the 410th evac hospital. From there,
okay.
Then I went to Germany, and then I came back to the United States.
Now, were you made ill by the actual nerve agent or by the vaccine or serum that was supposed to fight it, or the PB pills, whatever those were called?
Right. I got sick about 3 or 4 days after they blew up a large stockpile of munitions and everything over near where we were at.
Oh. Now, but it was the actual fallout from the munitions themselves, not any kind of treatment that was supposed to
keep... No, we weren't taking the treatments anymore. Now, the treatments, they made me sick, but not like what happened to me in March.
Right. Now, the munitions were captured, enemy munitions, and that included nerve agents right in those ordnances, huh?
All kinds of agents, all kinds of ammunition that was in there blown up.
Yeah. Now, naturally, one wonders why the U.S. military wasn't more mindful of what was in there before they blew it up. I've seen a lot of veterans, including a brother-in-law of mine, tell me that some hasty decisions were made or some unwise decisions. Is that your view, too, these big caches of weapons that were blown up?
It was unwise. They were making assumptions of things, and you should never assume anything. They made the assumption that there was enough of other types of munitions there when it blew it up would destroy any types of toxins that were also within the bunker complexes, which you never know for sure if that's going to really happen.
No, that would seem to have a lot of variables in it. And here you're in an environment where you have, as I understand it, tremendous windstorms and sand-blown and wind-blown conditions. So toxins and various particulate matter can go a long ways in a short amount of time, as I understand it.
Yes.
Yeah, that must have been a very unforgiving environment. How long did you serve?
I had 14 years, 6 months.
So you're not just some novice from the outside that's helping veterans. You're a veteran yourself, so you know what they've gone through to a obvious extent. Very interesting. Well, we have some messages. We'll be back with a little more from Jim Bunker of the National Gulf War Resource Center and to talk a little bit more about the upcoming important event they're putting on next month in Dallas. Please stay tuned.
On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back on the air, continuing to talk with Jim Bunker, the National Gulf War Resource Center, and his important upcoming event in Irving, Texas, near Dallas, August 5 through 8, the Health and Educational Fair, featuring keynote speaker Ross Perot. As noted, I'll reiterate again, because we're winding up pretty quickly tonight, you can check out the website for the National Gulf War Resource Center. That's ngwrc.org. Or call 866-531-7183. That's 866-531-7183. Or email jim at ngwrc.org. And very important event featuring important people from the VA, researchers, and others. Doug Rocky, a lot of insights on depleted uranium, a very controversial weapons component. Lots of interesting things. Many I've met before. And very important issues to follow on a long-term basis. This is not here today, gone tomorrow stuff like so much is in much of the mainstream media, and sometimes too much in the so-called patriot media, too. Very long-term, very relevant stuff, no matter what our views are, ladies and gentlemen, on our foreign policy. And I'm a known critic of our interventionist foreign policy because I believe we languish in conflicts for too long without clear-cut goals, without clear definitions of victories. This means more and more and more casualties and more burdens for the VA, making it harder for those who have already served to get their benefits. But no matter what your views are, it's important that all veterans get together. This one's from the 1990s to the present. including the current conflicts. No matter what your views are, very important to learn about the latest in VA assistance and medical treatment and the latest research. Jim, anything you'd like to add? I'm thinking that I could keep you just a couple more minutes, and I think we've probably covered enough, or would you like to go into the next half hour a little bit?
I'm thinking it's okay. There's only two things. Colonel Gingrich did address the RAC meeting when I was up there in D.C. at the end of June, and his I recorded that, and I have it on our website so that your listeners can find out just what he sounds like and his standing.
Oh, so kind of a podcast or something like
that? Right, it's an MP3 file. That's MP3? On our website, okay. Right on the front page.
Great.
And right below that is the information about our event coming up. We are working at trying to raise more donations to help out with low-income veterans to help pay for one or two nights' room for them. So if anybody would be willing to make a donation, I'd appreciate that. And the most important thing I think that we need to keep in mind is that the last day to register, or not to register for the event, but the last day to reserve your room at the cheaper rate is 1 week from today.
Okay, so that would be the 18th of July.
Right.
So hear that, ladies and gentlemen. You listening on the archives, you might be hearing it on that very day, on July 18th, but those listening live, you have 1 week, you or someone you know, to register for the reduced room rates at the Wyndham Hotel by Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and that's at 4441 West John Carpenter Freeway in Irving near Dallas. Again, call 866-531-7183 and listen to that John Gingrich podcast, the MP3 file, and learn about this upcoming health and educational fair put on by the National Gulf War Resource Center at ngwrc.org. That's ngwrc.org. As our guest tonight said, Jim Bunker, you can help out low-income vets by making a donation. Ross Perot will be the keynote speaker. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Jim? Anything we might have overlooked? I can maybe keep you over a few minutes, possibly at the bottom of the hour, but anything we've overlooked?
I think we did a pretty good thing. Just hope they come and enjoy the fair. Make sure we can get the information out to other veterans. You do not have to be a veteran to come for this. You can be somebody who wants to take the information back to veterans. And veterans of any era is more than welcome to come and take part and learn about this.
Oh, so even though it's 1990s to the present, if Vietnam vets show up, that's perfectly fine, and non-veterans, just interested citizens.
Right.
And the press out there, maybe I'll go down there and go to the Dallas Morning News myself and raise hell, throw coffee in the editor's face or something.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's really distressing. When I've been to past meetings, even right there in downtown Dallas, you see no reporters there, and I just can't quite fathom that. You have a local newspaper. They don't have to go overseas. They don't have to go to the battlefront, because the battle can be right here at home. And oftentimes, soldiers' toughest battles are not in the battlefield. It's when they come back. And they're not there. They're not in those trenches. And it's just so disheartening to see the media so indifferent to all this. Do your local radio people take some interest?
I haven't found anybody who's taken interest lately.
That is really something.
It's like the Gulf War illness is old news. Forget about it.
Yes, yes. Well, American Free Press will plan on being there as best we can with our limited resources. The price of independent media and being able to tell it like it is sometimes means leaner funds, less travel funds, things like that. Fewer people doing more things. Many of us wear several hats in advertising, promotions, news reporting. But we'll do our best here in RBN and AFP to give advance notice as well as follow-up stories. So I want to thank you, Jim, for being on the show.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, this show will be repeated most likely next Sunday. I don't believe I can be live that night due to some news assignments I have. But thanks for being on. And again, check out this health and educational fair coming out August 5 through 8 in Irving near Dallas. Call 866-531-7183, and you can go to the National Gulf War Resource Center website, ngwrc.org. We'll be back with more commentary and news from me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And we're back on the air here on When Worlds Collide on RBN. I've been doing this show live since March of 08, but just recently it was moved to Sundays. That's something I want to make sure I note. It's now on Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central, rather than Saturdays, where it had been for a long time. Prior to that, for a while, it was on Tuesdays during the day. And we've had two very distinguished guests on tonight. The first half hour, Tom DeWeese, planning his Freedom Action National Conference, August 12 through 14, Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, at the Dolce Hotel and Resort. Interestingly enough, that's the same hotel chain where the Bilderberg meeting was held in Sitges, Spain, in early June, that I covered with Jim Tucker, the editor emeritus of AFP. At any rate, the Freedom Action National Conference, the one in mid-August, the 12th through the 14th, will take place at that hotel, the Dolce in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, near Philly, about 150 miles outside of D.C. You can go to freedomactionconference.com. That's freedomactionconference.com. And then after that, for an hour, we spoke with Jim Bunker of the National Gulf War Resource Center, and they're having their health and educational fair for veterans from the early 1990s to the present, mainly, but all veterans and the general public are invited, as he stressed. And you can check out more on that by going to ngwrc.org. That's ngwrc.org, or call 866-531-7183. That's 866-531-7183. And that health and educational fair, as noted, August 5 through 8, will take place at the Windham Hotel. That's near Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, actually called the Windham DWF Airport North Hotel. Yeah, that's right. Airport North Hotel, 4441 West John Carpenter Freeway in Irving, near Dallas. Okay, enough about these very important announcements. And now I want to go into some issues that have come across my desk lately that I think deserve some commentary, deserve some perspective. And many of these things have appeared or will appear in the pages of American Free Press. From time to time, one of the issues we've covered, and our writers Pat Shannon and Victor Thorne have been among those who have covered this, is the ongoing, rather vexing question of whether President Obama, Barack Obama, some call him Barry Satoru, saying that's his real name, whether he actually is legally eligible to be president, because there is considerable evidence, at least reasonable evidence, that he was born outside the United States, apparently in Kenya. And there's a birth certificate that has floated around for some time that appears to have been a complete forgery. And there's lots of issues at play, but the bottom line, without going into all the hair-splitting details in the less than half hour we have left, the bottom line is that there is more than passing evidence that he is not a natural-born citizen as the Constitution requires. And there's a video floating around on YouTube last night that has a number of comments where the president openly admits, and you can see and hear him talk. This is video and audio together, of course. You're seeing and hearing him say that he has roots in Kenya, very revealing things about Kenya, and you're hearing him say things that essentially mean that he's not a natural-born citizen. One of the minor glitches in this well-circulated YouTube video is that there are a couple of points in the video where you hear his voice talking and they show him, but you don't quite see him saying it. You don't see his mouth moving. So you do wonder at a couple small junctures whether there were voices dubbed in to say something other than what the video image shows him saying. There could be an incongruency there between the audio and the video in very small, limited areas. But the groups, some of the Tea Party groups, a number of patriotic Americans, Orly Sates, the attorney, and a number of others are, you know, making a big issue of this, and many are saying our Constitution is being desecrated by the President Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama, whatever you want to call him, by him apparently, allegedly, I guess I'll say that word until all the facts are in, but until he, from the fact that he apparently is not a natural-born citizen, therefore not constitutionally required to be president. Therefore, our Constitution, critics say, is being desecrated. But I want to point out that those worried about the desecration of our Constitution are framing it in terms of the Obama presidency and his apparent lack of legal standing to be president. But I want to know where they were when our Constitution was being desecrated over and over and over again in countless areas concerning countless issues over decades. So suddenly there's a lot of patriotic people, they consider themselves, that are saying that this is constitutional desecration. Well, it's also constitutional desecration when the Congress hands over its exact, specific Article 1 authority given to it by the Constitution to control and regulate trade among the several states and with foreign nations. And what does Congress do? Way back in 1993, they create NAFTA. Then they create, right after that, the World Trade Organization, And the WTO, the World Trade Organization, represents a vast giveaway of what should be Congress's constitutional authority to regulate trade and commerce. That is a desecration of our Constitution, too. It happened a long time ago. But you never saw the videos and all the hoopla and all the biting criticisms and videos. And this is not to say the Obama presidency issue is undeserving of scrutiny. But to talk about it in terms of, isn't this an outrage? Isn't this terrible how desecrated our Constitution is being in the case of Obama? Isn't it strange that, this same language wasn't raised by patriots of different stripes, many alternative media like WorldNet Daily, making a lot of Obama's background, a lot of his alleged illegality to be president? And again, there's very compelling reasons to believe that. But count the many ways our Constitution has been walked on, and to single out this as the central desecration of our Constitution is really kind of too little too late. If it's our Constitution that we're worried about, then this is just another one of many. And long ago, this degree of heat and this degree of concern should have been raised about Congress giving away our trade authority. And didn't Congress give away its monetary authority in 1913, over almost 100 years ago? Congress required in the Constitution to coin money and regulate the value thereof. That is a huge, monumental desecration of our original constitutional order. Central banking was seen as anathema to a republic, to any kind of country that promises or proposes to be free. And so constitutional desecration has been going on a long time, ladies and gentlemen. So those that are concerned about this now concerning the Obama presidency are really making a lot of drama in an area of inquiry where a lot of cane should have been raised a long, long time ago. And so if we're concerned about our Constitution, Obama's presidency is one of many things where the Constitution is being violated. Restoring money back to the Congress, where Congress would produce money that's not interest generating right when it's produced like the Federal Reserve does it, would be another way of arresting and reversing constitutional desecration and returning our trade authority to our elected representatives in Congress, getting out of the World Trade Organization, not just out of the United Nations, but out of the World Trade Organization. That would be another rollback of this damage to our Constitution that we're all so concerned about. And so the president and the strong allegations that he's not the natural born citizen and therefore is not meeting that constitutional requirement to be president, that conflict in the constitutional, or that issue rather, in the constitutional realm is important to raise. But I think that simply saying that all of a sudden we're all so concerned about the Constitution sounds like a whole lot that's just too late. And I think that it has to be spoken about not just in the constitutional context, but in other factual ways that can definitively prove that the president is not qualified, excuse me, to be president. And so I think that rant was an important one to make. If we're concerned about the Constitution, we have to look for all the areas where it's been trampled on, and the president just being the latest of a chain of abuses that goes back at least as far as the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. And, of course, other ones come to mind. Congress can no longer declare war. The president, whoever he is, whether it's a not-so-natural-born citizen like Barack Obama, or whether it's a Texan who actually grew up mainly in Connecticut like George W. Bush, no matter who the president's been, for at least since the Korean War, the constitutional requirement that only Congress can declare war has been a blank check for the presidency, for the executive branch, no matter who's in office, to commit us to these open-ended interventionist conflicts that are bringing home the very war veterans and constant casualties and huge medical expenses and pension expenses that we're experiencing. So to frame the Obama presidency issue and his meeting the requirements to be presidency in the constitutional way is really limited and really kind of missing the mark in terms of looking at the bigger picture and how it fits in. It's just another in a long train of abuses of our constitutional order. Whatever imperfections the Constitution itself may have, we won't go into right now. It does have some. There is sort of a reverence for the Constitution that tends to overlook some of the flaws it does have, One of those being there really wasn't enough of a barrier against central bankers, private central bankers, taking over the destiny of the nation by taking away the monetary power from the government and issuing currency and credit that generates debt at its very inception. Therefore, the government to even operate has to serve bonds to the Fed to represent the debt and labor of the people in order to get those funds, in order to borrow to maintain deficit spending. And so the issue with Barack Obama needs to be observed. The facts need to be gathered. And yes, it is an abridgment of the Constitution, but it's important to keep in mind that it's one of many, many, many of these abridgments. And there are a number of issues that are of much more long-term damage. The Federal Reserve Act, the inability of our Congress to declare war, the loss of congressional power to regulate trade and commerce. These are some of the big ones. The big money, the big media, the trade issues have served to inflict economic warfare against this nation, and other ill effects such as interventionist foreign policy and things of that nature, as we've noted. So it's very important that we look at the big picture and don't get too grounded in just the Obama presidency issue and whether he's eligible to be president in and of itself. That being said, I think it's important that we continue to look at the issue. Even the tabloids are saying, and here's the current Globe in front of me, bombshell new evidence, Obama was not born in the U.S. So the tabloids are picking it up, even as this YouTube video that I referred to shows Obama, Barry Satoro is apparently his alias, saying quite openly that his roots are elsewhere, not in the United States, and being quite forthcoming. And yet the dominant media ignores this important issue. No doubt that it's important. And yet another part of the big picture that we sometimes overlook, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have a nation in which even presidents that meet the basic requirements, yes, they're natural born citizens, and yes, they're this, yes, they're the right age, this, that, and the other thing, that whether we have a president who's natural born here, like George W. Bush and his predecessors, or one who apparently, allegedly, is not a natural born citizen, that being Barack Obama, no matter what, no matter which one we have, we can't seem to find one who will honor our Constitution. And so the real alienation is not so much that the person in the presidency, in the White House, is a U.S. citizen or not, and that's an important matter. It can't be overlooked. I'm not saying it's unimportant. But a true alien president is really any president that won't follow the rule of law. So compare George W. Bush, let's say, and that's not a very fair comparison for anyone because he set the bar so low, but compare him or Bill Clinton with Barack Obama, you see largely the same policies. Bill Clinton, born in Arkansas with some very strange roots, we won't get into that right now. And George W. Bush, born in the Ivy League area, I believe, the Northeast, kind of ventured to Texas, calls himself a Texan. And no matter what you get, Democrat, Republican, you get these same establishment figures. And that seems to sort of trump the whole idea of where they were born. Not that that's unimportant, but the real foreign, I guess you'd say, the foreign aspect of all the presidents we've had for so long is that they're foreign to our Constitution, or our Constitution is foreign to them. They're completely indifferent and disinterested and cavalier toward the whole idea of even the concept of a Constitution. And so, you know, it's important to find out all about Barack Obama or whatever his real name is, but even if we had a duly elected, true blue, American-born, natural-born citizen, the presidential crop that we're getting, the Council on Foreign Relations people, the Friends of Bilderberg, they're all foreign to the Constitution anyway in their soul, in their spirit, in their intellect. So making the argument about Barack Obama's roots, while important, is, again, missing the big picture in terms of all the other constitutional abuses and the fact that even if we follow the basic requirements to be president found in the Constitution, we still have ballot access laws and campaign finance laws that keep alternative candidates from gaining a foothold. We have a media that only wants to talk about the top-tier candidates in the so-called two top-tier parties. We have a number of factors that make it so even if we get just about anyone they want to put before us in who gets the dominant media coverage and all the funding, no matter who they put before us, they make the basic requirements in the Constitution to be president, but then they turn around and they don't follow that very same Constitution whose requirements they meet. So it's a multifaceted problem, and I think it's important to point that out. It's not just, does Barack Obama meet the requirements or not? It is that, but it is much more than that. So that's my thought for this evening. I'll be back with a few more comments and announcements right after these messages.
The fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Now back to the nation's leading roving reporter, When Worlds Collide host and American Free Press writer, Mark Anderson.
And welcome back to the air that the federal government overregulates. It's getting kind of smoggy here from all these unnecessary broadcast regulations. At any rate, to kind of put a little postscript on my rant slash commentary slash observations about the bigger picture into which the Obama presidency and whether he meets the Constitution requirements fits in, as I just got done going over about the last 20 minutes, to put a final note on that, I would take a president from Neptune, Pluto, or Planet X who would follow our Constitution as opposed to a domestic-born one that won't. Now, don't misinterpret that. The Constitution, a requirement that a president be a natural-born citizen, it's there. It's, of course, important. It has to be looked at, I think, in the big-picture context that I spoke of already. But we need some constitutionality, and we need it in a hurry. And if the president was an alien from the planet Zog, if he would follow the Constitution, I would vote for him. So, at any rate, that rather unusual observation being said, I want to thank again our guests for having been on, Tom DeWeese of the Freedom Action National Conference to take place August 12 through 14. You can go to freedomactionconference.com on that one, and that's going to be in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. And then, of course, the National Gulf War Resource Center's Health and Educational Fair for the veterans from the early 1990s to the present, including the current conflicts, but for other veterans too, really for all, and for the general public. That'll take place August 5th through 8th, and that's at the Windham Airport North Hotel near the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas Airport, 4441 West John Carpenter Freeway. And you can call 866-531-7183. That's 866-531-7183. Come one, come all, hear H. Ross Perot, kind of the forgotten anti-NAFTA hero, coming there to accept an award and be the keynote speaker for these veterans. VA Chief of Staff John Gingrich, as we heard from our guest Jim Bunker with the National Gulf War Resource Center. He's supposed to announce the addition of nine illnesses to the broad Gulf War illness, multi-symptom illness that was officially acknowledged in late November 2008 by the Research Advisory Committee on Gulf War Veterans Illnesses. So lots of announcements and discussion coming up about the future of research on sick vets and how they can get their treatment. Very important things going on there in Dallas as well as the Valley Forge, Pennsylvania event. Important to know what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, in a proactive sense, not just past tense news, but to talk about these patriotic and veterans groups that are trying to defend our freedom from various tyrannical schemes and agendas. The event in Valley Forge will talk a lot about state sovereignty, the 10th Amendment, and local action, and sheriff's authority as an antidote and a counterforce against UN designs where they try to go from the grassroots on up and from the top down to transform our communities into little Soviets or satellites of an internationalist, corporatized, global government system. So, thanks for tuning in. You'll probably hear this show soon on the archive. It ought to be a good rerun, possibly for next week when I'm on some news assignments for AFP and some other matters. But stay tuned on the RBN website for more about my show, some upcoming guests and issues from time to time. Remember, it's Sundays from 7 to 9 Central, no longer on Saturdays. We'll see you next time here on Republic Broadcasting. Stay tuned and stay free.
With recent